Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And Elsie, did you read or do you still read Japanese comic books?
Yes, I read a lot of Japanese comic books. I love them.
What did you read and what was your favorite?
Maruko, Intao Shawanzi, and Crayon Shinjang. Labi Shaoxing.
Oh.
What about you?
Okay, well, actually, I really liked reading one called Rama 1.5 in Dragon Ball Z because of my little brother. I didn't read the comic book, but I really, really loved Sailor Moon.
Oh, I used to watch Sailor Moon cartoons every day when I was a kid. So, which comic book are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about one of your favorites. We're talking about Crayon Shinjang. Does this sound familiar?
Crayon Shinjang, 蜡笔 小新.
That's right. Or we can also call him Little Crown New, and this series is so funny.
Then what are we waiting for?
All right, then let's take a look at our article and learn more about him.
Reading.
Crayon Shinjang's newest adventure. Shinosuke Nohara, or Shinjang, is always getting into adventures, and in the end, trouble. Although he lives a normal life, this 5-year-old is anything but normal. He often makes strange jokes and shows his bottom in public, which drives his parents, friends, and teachers crazy. He hates green peppers with a passion and will do almost anything for cookies. Shinjang is also the star of the manga and anime Crayon Shinjang. This manga series first came out in 1990 and was turned into a TV anime in 1992. Shinjang lives at home with his mother, Misahe, his father, Hiroshi, his baby sister, Himawari, and their white dog, Shiro. Misahe is a housewife and is strict with her family, but often secretly breaks her own rules. Hiroshi is given a tiny allowance from Misahe, but finds that she spends plenty of money buying stuff for herself. This August, you've got a chance to get to know Shinjang and join his new adventure in his latest film.
Shinosuke Nohara, or Shinjang, is always getting into adventures and in the end, trouble.
文章一开始呢，告诉我们野原新之助，也就是小新，总是呢会有新的冒险，但是最后也会有新的麻烦。He's a naughty little boy.
Oh, he is so naughty. And the article says, although he lives a normal life, this 5-year-old is anything but normal. Okay, so let's take a look at our first word, normal. This adjective means it's very usual and it's ordinary. There is nothing strange about it. So for most people, a normal day would be like you go to school or you go to work. But if it's a typhoon day, it's not a normal day because a typhoon doesn't come every single day. It's quite strange or it's not something we see very often. So we see here that Shinjang, he has a very normal life, but he is not a very normal kid. So for example, let's use normal in a sentence. We can say, on a normal day, we wake up at 7 a.m. to get ready for school.
Normal 这个形容词呢是正常的、平常的，那也可以等于 usual 或者是 ordinary。 这边拼字给同学们听哦， usual 是 usual， ordinary ordinary，usual and ordinary. 那相反字呢，我们可以说 abnormal， 也就是在 normal 的前面加上 ab 就可以了。文章这边说到呢，虽然小新过着一个正常的生活，但是这个5岁大的小男孩一点也不正常。Anything but 这个片语呢，代表的是绝对不，一点也不。Shinjang is anything but normal.
That's right. And why is he anything but normal? It says he often makes strange jokes and shows his bottom in public, which drives his parents, friends, and teachers crazy. Okay, so what does he like to do? Bottom is just your butt. He likes to show his butt off in public. Now, when you do something in public, it means that you do it for other people to see or for many other people to see. So, yeah, he likes to show off his butt for other people. The opposite of in public is in private. That means you don't want a lot of people to see something.
In public 这个片语呢是当众公开的，那相反呢就是 in private 私下的 private in private。那小新呢，他常常开奇怪的玩笑，而且常常当众露出他的小屁屁。This drives his parents, friends, and teachers crazy.
So he really, really drives them crazy. Now, let's take a look at our phrase here, drive somebody crazy and mad. Let's take a short break and learn a little bit more about what this phrase means.
Hey, why are you here so early?
Oh, I had to get out of the house.
Why?
Everyone there is driving me crazy.
Driving you crazy? A crazy person drove you here?That sounds dangerous.
No, I walked here. To drive somebody crazy or mad is to bother or upset someone.
Oh, so drive somebody crazy means 使某人生气.
That's right.
So what is your family doing that drives you crazy?
My sisters are always fighting with each other, and my dad whistles all the time.
Oops.
But not real songs, just tunes.
Oh, that would drive me crazy too.
Does anything drive you crazy?
Yes, my neighbor drives me crazy. He plays loud music all night.
Yes, so just like that Britney Spears song, You Drive Me Crazy, this means you make someone feel really angry or upset, and you make them feel crazy.
So what else is about this weird five-year-old kid?
Okay, let's learn more. It says he hates green peppers with a passion and will do almost anything for cookies. Now, passion here is our word and it's a noun and it means a really, really powerful emotion that you feel, such as it could be love or it can be anger. So when Xinjiang hates green peppers with a passion, it means he really, really hates it and he has a really strong negative feeling when he sees green peppers. For example, we can say, or this is true, I used to hate dumplings with a passion when I was younger, but now I love it.
Passion 这个字呢是名词，代表爱、愤怒等等强烈的情感。To have a passion for something 代表的是对某事物具有热忱。For example, I have a passion for teaching English. 我有对教英文的热忱。What about you, Tiffany? What's your passion?
I think my passion is movies and music. I love watching movies. I love listening to music. It really makes me feel good about things.
I love them too.
Mm-hmm.
那回到文章中呢，信讲 hates green peppers with a passion, 代表小新极度讨厌青椒。I used to hate green peppers with a passion too, but now I love them.So I hope he'll like green peppers someday in the future. But I don't think so, right?
No, I don't think so. He's such a naughty little boy.
But now, he likes cookies. 他愿意为了饼干去做任何事。
And in the, as we can see in the cartoons and in the comic books, that's exactly what he does. It's very funny. Now, next in the article, it says, Xinjiang is also the star of the manga and anime, Crayon Xinjiang. Now, manga is basically Japanese comic books. And anime is short for animation. So anime is anything that has moving pictures. So Crayon Xinjiang was a manga. He was a comic book and also an animeor a TV show that we all kind of grew up watching or still watch, I think, today.
Manga 是日本漫画，那它是有特别日本的这个风格的漫画。另外 ,anime, 它是 animation, 动画这个字的简写。A-N-I-M-A-T-I-O-N, animation, 就是动画的意思啦。So, did Crayon Xinjiang become a manga and an anime at the same time?
That's a very good question. Let's take a look. It says, this manga series first came out in 1990, and it was turned into a TV anime in 1992. Okay, so it was first a comic book and then a TV show. Now, when we talk about a series, it can be a set of books, or as we can see, comic books, articles, or TV shows, and it involves the same group of characters or talks about the same subject. So that's why we have a lot of TV series like Game of Thrones or 13 Reasons Why, Stranger Things. And then we also have movie series as well. So like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings, those are movie series because we see the same set of characters, same group of characters, and it's focused around the same subject.
Series, 它代表的是系列节目，那所谓的 TV series 就是电影，电视影集。那如果是系列电影呢，我们说是 movie series. So Tiffany, you talked a lot about TV series and movie series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is your favorite?
Actually, I love watching TV series because it's shorter, and then sometimes the story can go on for longer and longer and longer. I do have a favorite TV series right now. It's called Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it before?
怪奇物语 Stranger Things. I love it too.
Yes, it's such a good TV series.
Is this season 2 now?
I think they're moving on to season 3. Well, they're filming season 3 now.
So season 2 is over already.
That's right. I watched it in a weekend. That's how much I love this TV series.
All right. So, Crayon Shinchan, 蜡笔小新, the manga series first came out in 1990.
Mm-hmm. Now, we saw the phrase here, come out. The phrase come out is used when we talk about books, films, or CDs, and it means that these books, movies, or CDs are available for people to buy or see. So the manga, Crayon Shinchan, was available for people to buy and read in the 1990s.
To come out, 这个片语呢代表的是问世。所以说呢蜡笔小新于1990年以系列漫画问世 ,1992 年被拍成动画。Actually, besides Shinchan, his family are funny too.
I know. Next it says Shinchan lives at home with his mother, Misai, his father, Hiroshi, his baby sister, Himawari, and their white dog, Shiro.
哦、oh, ，所以呢，新疆的家人有谁？有妈妈美牙、爸爸广志、妹妹小葵，还有那只小白狗，就叫小白。Let's talk about his mom first.
All right, in the article it says, Misae is a housewife and is strict with her family, but often secretly breaks her own rules. Now, when you break a rule, it just means you don't follow or you don't obey the rule or the law. So, for example, his mom, Misae, has strict rules for her children, but often breaks the rules herself. So that means she doesn't follow her own rules sometimes. Now, instead of saying break a rule, you can also say go against the rules, or you can say, oh, forget the rules. That means that you don't want to listen to them. You want to forget about them. But if you're the opposite and you don't want to break any rules and you want to be, you know, good, we can say, you know, you can follow the rules or you can play it safe.
Rules 是规则。那我们说遵守规则的话呢是 follow the rules. 那如果是打破规则呢我们要用的动词是 break the rules, 或者是 go against the rules.那小新的妈妈常常打破自己的规则，可是文章告诉我们，她同时也是个严格的家庭主妇哦。She is strict.
So let's learn about what the word strict means. It's an adjective and it's used to describe maybe a law, a rule, or a command that you must obey or that you must follow. And you demand others to listen as well. So for example, we can say, my Chinese teacher was strict.With handwriting because she wants us to write nicely. Or oftentimes, I'm pretty sure our moms are also strict with us as well. Our moms want us to follow their rules.
That's right. Strict 这个形容词呢是严格的、严厉的。对某人某事严格啊，我们可以说 to be strict with somebody or something. My parents used to be really strict with me, and all the teachers I met in my school life were strict with me too. So, Xinjiang's mom is strict, but she often breaks her own rules secretly.
Okay, now let's learn about the word secretly here. Secretly is an adverb and it means to do something in secret and you do something without other people knowing or it is kept hidden. For example, we can say, Jessica secretly planned a surprise party for her best friend.
我们以前学过呢 ,secret 是个名词代表秘密。那今天呢我们看到我们在 secret 的字尾加上了 ly, 变成了 secretly。这个副词呢就代表的是秘密地。那小新的妈妈呢都偷偷地打破自己的规则秘密地打破自己的规则。She tries to hide her own mistakes.
That's right. Next in the article, we see an example says, Hiroshi, remember it's a dad, Hiroshi is given a tiny allowance for Misae, but finds that she spends plenty of money buying stuff for herself. Now, allowance is just the money you get on a regular basis, and you can get allowance by doing housework or by doing chores at home or for doing something good from your, and then your parents give you money. So, as we saw in the article, one example of the mom, Misai, breaking the rules was that she would give the dad a little bit of money maybe each day or each week, butShe also spends a lot of money buying her own stuff or buying things or buying plenty of stuff, we can say.
Allowance 这个名词呢是零用钱我们也可以说是 pocket money. 那小新的妈妈呢只给她老公一点点的零用钱而已可是她自己却花好多钱。She spends plenty of money. Plenty of 这个片语呢它就是 a lot of, 很多的意思。那后面呢都可以加可数。或是不可数名词。What does she spend money on? She spends money on stuff for herself.
Now, when we talk about stuff, it just means things. We say stuff to mean a lot of different things. So it's not just one thing where you buy, okay, let's say you only buy drinks or you only buy clothes. But stuff means you buy clothes, shoes, bags, makeup, everything. So we say stuff to describe a lot of different things, and we don't have to list it out one by one. For example, I can say my sister likes to buy a lot of stuff. So her room is very messy.
Stuff 这个名词呢是东西的意思它就等于 things 不过呢 stuff 不可以数 things 是可以数的 Our article for today brings me back to my childhood memory.
Me too, I really want to watch this TV show again later after class. It says this August you've got a chance to get to know Shin Chan, enjoy his new adventure in his latest film. So lucky for us, we can watch new episodes of Shin Chan and his family. Now,We get the chance to do this. Now, get the chance to do something is a phrase. It means you have the opportunity or chance to do something. So we can also say get the chance to do something. So get the chance to watch a movie. Or we can also say have a chance. So have a chance to watch this movie. They both mean the same thing.
Chance 这个名词呢是机会 To get a chance to get to do something 那就是有机会做某事所以我们文章最后告诉我们呢今年八月 This August 你们有机会来认识蜡笔小新并加入他的 Adventures 冒险旅程 I can't wait to see him again
Me too I love watching him and his silly little butt and him being naughty He's a very very funny kid I love it
So I didn't get a chance to ask you Did you reada lot of his comics?
I watched a lot of the TV shows instead. Ooh. Yes, so I really, really enjoyed it. I'm really excited to, you know, have the chance now to watch the movie.
Me too.
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, our For You Chat question for today is, who is your favorite manga or anime character?
My favorite one is Maruko, 樱桃小丸子. I like how she interacts with her family and friends. Sometimes she's sweet, but other times she's mean.I'm a lot like her. Maybe that's why I like her so much.
Aw, so you think that you're... Actually, you do kind of remind me of...
Maruko?
Yeah, a little bit.
What?
I mean, the look.
My hair? My look?
the feeling. It's really the cute, feeling. But she's cute. Overall, she's really cute.
Okay.
And you think of her as a really, really sweet girl. My favorite let's say, manga character.
Yes.
Well, I do like Sailor Moon, so we'll
Sailor
skip
Moon.
That. There's too many.
Okay.
But I do like one really small character from Rama 1.5. Her name is Shampoo.
Shampoo?
She's in love with Rama, and then whenever she touches water, she becomes a cat. Do you remember?
No, I haven't watched
that. I have to show you. It's really, really funny. Rama 1.5 is also very, very funny. I think in Chinese it's 乱马.
乱马二分之一?
Yes. It's so funny. I love it. It's really, really funny. So I think she's one of my favorite characters. Everyone in there is really funny. All right. So who are your favorite manga or anime characters? You can share with your friends and your teachers. But that's all the time that we have for today. So we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
Crayon Shinjan's newest adventure. Shinosuke Nohara, or Shinjan, is always getting into adventures, and in the end, trouble. Although he lives a normal life, this 5-year-old is anything but normal. He often makes strange jokes and shows his bottom in public, which drives his parents, friends, and teachers crazy. He hates green peppers with a passion and will do almost anything for cookies. Shinjan is also the star of the manga and anime Crayon Shinjan. This manga series first came out in 1990 and was turned into a TV anime in 1992. Shinjan lives at home with his mother, Misahe, his father, Hiroshi, his baby sister, Himawari, and their white dog, Shiro. Misahe is a housewife and is strict with her family, but often secretly breaks her own rules. Hiroshi is given a tiny allowance from Misahe, but finds that she spends plenty of money buying stuff for herself. This August, you've got a chance to get to know Shinjan and join his new adventure in his latest film.
Vocabulary Review. Normal. Janine's ankle was back to normal 2 months after she had hurt it. Passion. I used to hate carrots with a passion when I was younger, but now I love them. Strict. The teacher is very strict with her students, but they learn a lot from her. Secretly. Wayne told his boss that he was sick, but he secretly went to the movies instead of to work. Stuff. I'll be home in about an hour. I need to get some stuff from the supermarket first.